Hey, what's happening, folks? Matt Richards here, and welcome to the Complete Marketer podcast. First and foremost, if we have any background noise, wind, or ducks, or any of that crazy stuff this morning, I'm actually walking across the canal. I had to go and drop my car off for like an MOT in service, and I was so tempted to get a taxi back, and that's because I was like, it is quite a decent walk. And then I thought to myself, nah, forget it. I'm just going to walk all the way along the canal, which is, probably a couple of mile walk, but it's not such a big deal. But that's pretty much what I'm going to speak about today, is not walking along the canal or take your car for MOT, but sometimes doing something completely out of routine just to get your head into a different space. I mean, I've spoken a lot about planning, I've spoken a lot about structure, I've spoken a lot about, having your business in check, so you're doing the same things day in, day out, and you're actually becoming more efficient by doing the same tasks over and over again. But one thing that is also important is sometimes you've got to flip that completely on its head and do the opposite. And this is crazy because it's almost like telling people to do one thing and then doing something the complete opposite. But there's certain times and certain situations in your business where things work. And what I mean by that is, if I was a plumber and I went to work, inside my toolbox, if you like, I'd have hammers, I'd have screwdrivers, I'd have wrenches, I'd have maybe a crowbar, a blowtorch, and all the other bits and bobs like a pipe bender and all that type of stuff. And each tool would be useful in different scenarios or different situations. You know, for example, a pipe bender would be good if I was sort of bending a pipe around the wall to put some central heating in. But it probably wouldn't be as good if I was fixing a radiator that required just bleeding or something like that. So I think sometimes there's certain tools that are highly effective in certain situations. And then there's other situations where these tools aren't as effective, or you'd be better off doing something else. And one thing that I've realized over the last sort of 5 or 6 years in my online journey is sometimes you have to do something completely out of the ordinary just to pull your head out of a bit of a funk that it might be in right now. See, routine is great and structure is great. It'll make you efficient in your business, it'll make you consistent, but it can also make you complacent, because if you are consistently doing stuff that isn't the right work to do, or you're consistently doing stuff that isn't in alignment with your goals and your brand, then sometimes you can kind of get stuck and consistently doing the wrong things, or doing things that are counterproductive inside your business. And because it's something that you're doing time and time and time again, sometimes you don't even realize that this is happening. Sometimes you don't even realize that you're making mistake after mistake after mistake, because you're so used to doing the same tasks day in, day out. So sometimes doing something completely out of the ordinary, what is considered ordinary for you, can really help you get your head back into the right space. So for example, me walking down this canal today, I'll be honest, I'm not a big walk. I like walking with my kids and my family, but I hate kind of just walking on my own. I find it kind of pointless. So me walking down this canal today, I was so close to ordering a taxi, and then I thought, no, I'm going to do something different. I'm just going to walk home, and it's going to take me ages, but I'm just going to walk home. But over the last like half an hour, I've been walking, not even anywhere near my house yet. My head's a lot clearer. There's a lot of things I'm looking at, like, you know, sort of trees and wildlife and fish and ducks and all that crazy stuff, which I think helps to keep you grounded. I'm not going to go all hippie on you guys and, start hugging trees and stuff. No disrespect to anybody that does. But what I'm saying is sometimes all the stuff around you take for granted because your head's so stuck into a consistency or a plan that you sort of forget to appreciate everything that's around you, or you forget the importance of being aware of what you're up to. So that's pretty much today's tip for you, is if you do feel like you're running like a robot, you know, let's say you feel like you're just taking action every single day and you're not really thinking about what you're doing, or you're not really aware of what you're doing, or you're doing the same things day in, day out, and that's leaving you feel a little bit depressed or fed up, go and try and do something different. You know, purchase a bike, go bike riding, go for a walk around your local canal, do 25 star jumps in your living room, watch a different type of content, you know, do something that you haven't done before, and just see how it makes you feel. Because there's so many times in my journey, and so many times I can put finger on, where I've done something completely different, and it's completely changed my mindset and changed my results, you know. And it's not in particular like anything that is business related, so okay, it might not have been like a challenge or a course or something. Sometimes it's as simple as just taking a walk down the canal. So guys, I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. If you did, remember to follow and subscribe to this channel to keep up to date with all the latest training, interviews, and all that good stuff. And last but not least, feel free to click share, so you can share this with other people that you're working with, your team members, and those that are associated with you. Take care, guys, and I'll catch you all very soon. Bye-bye.